Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called How Can I Grade Innovation Fairly? Let's dive in. Picture this. You've just watched your students present wildly different innovation projects, from a cardboard robot to a digital app prototype. Your heart sinks as you realize, how do I grade these fairly when they're so different? Here's my promise today. Process-based rubrics will transform innovation from impossible to assess into your most equitable grading practice. The problem starts when we focus only on the final product's polish or complexity. Innovation grading fails because we get dazzled by the shiny presentations and miss what really matters. Instead, we need to assess the innovation journey itself. How did students identify problems? How did they generate ideas and test solutions? A simple paper prototype that shows three iterations of thinking beats a flashy project with no evidence of refinement every single time. Research backs this approach beautifully. Studies show that process-focused assessment increases student engagement and reduces achievement gaps. When we use Bloom's taxonomy for innovation, we can evaluate students on analysis through problem identification, synthesis through solution generation, and evaluation through reflection on effectiveness. This approach values thinking skills over resource access or technical abilities, making innovation truly accessible to every learner. Here's your practical solution, the three-column rubric strategy. Create rubrics with three equal columns worth 33% each. Process covering research and iteration, effort documenting persistence and exploration, and reflection capturing learning and next steps. Use student learning journals as evidence for all three categories, and suddenly you have concrete ways to assess abstract thinking. Let me share a real example. Last semester, two students tackled school lunch problems. Sarah created an elaborate digital survey system while Marcus designed a simple feedback box. The old me would have favored Sarah's technical complexity, but using process rubrics revealed something different. Marcus had documented 5 problem interviews, 3 design iterations, and deep reflection on user feedback. Sarah had a flashy final product, but minimal evidence of process or iteration. Marcus earned the higher grade, and Sarah learned that innovation isn't about the fanciest solution. Your Monday morning action is simple. Create one innovation rubric with those 3 equal categories. Share it with students before they start their next project, not after. Watch how focusing on journey over destination transforms both their work and your ability to assess it fairly. When we grade innovation fairly, we teach students that creativity isn't a talent you're born with. It's a learnable process of curiosity, persistence, and reflection, skills they'll use long after they leave our classrooms. That's how we build lifelong innovators, not just grade chasers. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Join the conversation with other educators exploring innovation. Connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovation Prof, and share how you're teaching innovation in your own classroom.